You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. A member of the Columbus Board of Education says that she is resigning. In her letter to the board, Mary Jo Hudson listed a number of problems, including outdated facilities, mishandling of a data scandal, and most prominently, the structure of the board itself. Mary Jo joins me now to discuss her decision. You've been on the board for some time now. What was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, in choosing to leave?
Claire, it's not, there wasn't just one incident, but I do think it's important that the board, that everyone have a voice at the board, and we really had worked for a long time in just a bare majority, and I was not part of that bare majority. So I think it's time that we look at a different governance model that opens up for more of the community. So I feel like I can do more outside than inside at this point.
Can you give some concrete examples of what that bare majority did that you couldn't bring yourself to agree with?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think we all have to focus as a community. We have to be able to focus as a community on how do we help our 50,000 plus students succeed.
So there's nothing you'll point to specifically right now that you have a problem with?
There are examples of what to do. Well, sure. So I think over the last couple weeks, as an example, at the beginning of November, the board was to be presented with and to discuss recommendations that a community task force appointed by the interim superintendent had their recommendations on uses of facilities. And that community task force, we understood and we'd been presented with those recommendations and where they were headed. But we had not as a board ever discussed those. And rather than have that discussion, when we were supposed to have that presentation, one of the board members presented us with a resolution that all but myself, there were only five of us at the table at the time, everyone else had seen and everyone else was ready to approve. And it basically shut off any discussion. Shut off discussion, but more importantly, it really disregarded almost all of the recommendations of that task force.
What other problems have you seen manifest in the district that the board has not adequately handled?
I think that we, when you do things in such a small group, we end up making decisions much more by emotion, much more by, you know, who has talked to one particular board member, and, you know, sort of said, this is an emergency. We make decisions based on emotion many more times than we should and make those decisions instead of, going through the ordinary methodical board governance process where you can work through committees, work with experts, work on governance of a large organization in a thoughtful manner.
In your letter, you also mentioned that the board lacks, quote, the needed expertise, data, or hard facts to do a good job. What do members need that they're lacking right now?
Well, I think it's our structure, our board structure, and doesn't encourage that kind of thoughtful expert advice and decision making, and then push that decision making up through the whole board. And so when we operate just on a majority of four, that really helps shortcut, and it encourages many more emotion based decisions than data driven decisions. When you operate in an environment where every employment contract is voted on individually by the board. Employees can influence the board individually much. You know, if they influence a couple board members, that really can help. That really circumvents what, you know, a healthy management environment. Those are things that I think we need to think about, a new governance model that helps bring professional decision making models into the decision making structure.
Mary Jo Hudson, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Claire.